Hello and welcome to the 5 Minute Gospel podcast for Sunday the 11th of September, the 24th Sunday of the year. Today, St. Luke gives us three parables: the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the merciful father who had two sons. They're known as the parables of mercy. Jesus told them after the Pharisees attacked him, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Every time we go to Mass, Jesus welcomes us, sinners, to his table as he shares himself with us in the Eucharist. We ought to see something of ourselves in these parables of mercy. In the first parable, you and I, are the lost sheep whom the shepherd goes out in search of. In the second parable, you and I are that lost coin that the woman relentlessly searches for till she finds it. And in the third parable, we can be a bit like the younger son who left home and wasted his life, but we can also be a bit like the older son who stayed at home. The younger son ended up with nothing and decided he better go home. Now, he didn't do that because he recognised how wrong he'd been or his failings. No, he did it because he knew that living in his father's house would be better than living in a piggery. As he travelled home, in fact, he practised what he would say to his father. "Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your child. Treat me as one of your paid servants." You can kind of hear him going over that, getting ready to meet his father. The father saw him approaching the family farm and rushed out to welcome him. The son began his prepared apology. "Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven." But the father cut him off. He wasn't interested. He wasn't angry. He was just happy that his son was home, and he threw a celebration. The older brother, however, was angry and refused to go into the celebration. The father went out to plead with him, but still he refused to forgive. He spoke of his brother not as "my brother," but as "this son of yours." Both sons were, in their own way, sinners, and the father went out to both of them. The younger son accepted his father's forgiveness, but the older son refused to forgive. Like the younger brother, sometimes we drift away from Jesus in our actions, words, or attitudes, but Jesus in his mercy is always looking for us, always ready to forgive us, always ready to come out and welcome us back. Like the older brother, there are times when we refuse to forgive, times when we refuse to share with others the forgiveness Jesus has given to us. We pray about that in the Lord's Prayer. We say, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Forgive us as we forgive. It's almost like we're saying to the Father, "Forgive us only as much as we forgive others." Jesus has given us the sacrament of confession, where we can recognise our sins and directly experience his mercy. Pope Francis expressed this idea in a rather memorable way. He once said, when we recognise our sins and ask forgiveness, there's a party in heaven. Jesus throws a party. This is his mercy. Do not be discouraged. When we recognise our sins and we ask forgiveness, there's a party in heaven. Jesus throws a party. How long is it since I recognised my sins and asked forgiveness in confession? How long is it since I went to confession? God bless you all.